Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities in Turkey are continuing to round up thousands of people suspected of participating in Friday's failed coup. The United States is urging Turkey to exercise restraint and act within the rule of law as it investigates last week's failed coup, amid conflicting reports about whether a former Air Force commander confessed to being a ringleader of the attempted takeover. Lisa Bryant reports.
The message from Washington and Brussels is clear. Both support Turkey's elected government following the aborted coup. Both are also watchful of its next steps. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry delivered that warning Monday after meetings with his European Union counterparts in the Belgium capital.
And we will certainly support bringing the perpetrators of the coup to justice, but we also caution against a reach that goes well beyond that and stress the importance of the democratic rule being upheld.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini also warned against reports Ankara is considering reintroducing the death penalty. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Police officials in the United States say the military veteran who shot and killed three police officers in the southern city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sunday, carried out an ambush attack. Police say Gavin Long was more than 100 yards away when he began carrying out what police officials say was the assassination of the officers. Louisiana State Police Superintendent Mike Edmondson.
It is the chilling and the sheer brutality of the shooting. There is no doubt whatsoever that these officers were intentionally targeted and assassinated. It was a calculated act against those who work to protect this community every single day.
Police say at least one of the three officers wounded during that attack remains in very critical condition. This is VOA News. Somalia officials say at least 14 civilians were killed and several wounded during a shootout between Ethiopian troops and al-Shabaab fighters in southwest Somalia. Authorities say the Ethiopian troops looking for al-Shabaab members Sunday came under fire as they were leaving a village. The chief of the village is among the victims killed. Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, is expected at the party's convention tonight in Cleveland, Ohio. Ahead of Trump's arrival, anti-Trump delegates were denied a roll call vote to change the party's rules to avoid being bound to back Trump. By the end of the week, delegates will nominate Donald Trump as its presidential candidate for the upcoming November election. Trump will accept the nomination Thursday after outlasting 16 other candidates during the primary election season. Trump's wife, Melania, is among the speakers addressing delegates this evening. The speakers are expected to focus on immigration, national security, and terrorism. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton addressed one of America's oldest civil rights groups, the NAACP, on Monday, speaking on the recent deadly police-involved shootings and the acts of violence against police.
We have difficult, painful, essential work ahead of us to repair the bonds between our police and our communities and between and among each other. We need one another to do this work.
Clinton will accept the Democratic nomination at her party's convention next week in Philadelphia. Chinese state media says an avalanche has buried at least 9 people and hundreds of yaks and sheep in Tibet. Chinese official Xinhua News Agency says an 8-meter deep mass of snow crashed down on the herders and their livestock Sunday. Tibet Radio says rescue workers reported seeing an active widening of cracks and glaciers surrounding the area, indicating additional avalanches could be imminent. A new medical study says as much as 90% of strokes could be prevented. Writing in The Lancet, researchers in Canada say that by eliminating hypertension alone, the number of strokes could be nearly halved. The occurrence of stroke could be cut by another 36% with more physical activity. Researchers also say a healthy diet reducing alcohol and tobacco intake also reduces the likelihood of strokes. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says strokes are the 5th leading cause of death among Americans. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.